Since the early 1970s, hot air balloons have taken to the skies en masse at this time of year in Albuquerque. Tom Garrity works with the International Balloon Fiesta here and says that actually the local tradition goes back much further.
You know, ballooning has actually been taking place in New Mexico since the late 1800s with gas balloons.
Garrity says it's the combination of abundant sun-filled days with little to no rain that makes the region so ripe for balloon flights. Add to that a unique wind formation called the Albuquerque Box, and you'll know why. For the next 9 days, more than 500 balloons from 19 countries will be floating in our skies.
The balloons actually launch from the field, and if a box is in effect, they'll go south, and when they increase their elevation or their altitude, they'll end up going a northerly direction. So the Albuquerque Box literally is that. It's a box formation that balloons can fly when the conditions are just right.
The Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta brings in over $90 million, mostly out-of-state dollars, every year, boosting New Mexico's economy. The fiesta has almost become a trademark for the city. Balloons are on postcards, mugs, and tons of other touristy items. Other than the traditional propane-powered balloons that sweep across our skies, the festival serves as a starting line for a long-distance gas balloon race where five teams will take off in hydrogen-filled balloons to see who can fly the farthest. The record for a gas balloon that took off from Albuquerque a few years ago was over 1,400 miles of continuous airborne flight.
Gas balloons, they can go a good distance, about 1,000 miles, and they use ballast in the form of sand to help them to go up and down. So you literally launch from Balloon Fiesta Park, and you'll go where the winds will take you.
Almost 100 uniquely shaped balloons will also be in the air.
Elvis is going to make an appearance. We have an astronaut. The Darth Vader balloon is going to be here. From a spectator perspective, it looks like the young child's toy box has opened up and emptied out into the sky.
Chilly air provides more lift, so the forecast cold front shouldn't really be a problem for balloonists, but officials are keeping an eye out on wind currents, hoping they maintain a low enough level of knots for ascension to be successful each and every day. For KUNM, I'm Rita Daniels.